cosa, o mamá con mamá sama, mamá cosa, yo, el amor, el amor, yo, yo, el amor, el amor.
Yes, I. We're going to give tribute to the reggae legend, Lucky Dube. And, man, we've been really, everyone, the whole reggae community, the global community, all over the world is really, really upset. Derica.
He was born in South Africa. You know, I really want to say something to Makeda. When she told me this, was really upset. He was one of the first artists when I started interning with Makeda that I'd ever met. And I always remembered that it stood out in my mind. When she introduced me to him, she said he's the Bob Marley of Africa, of South Africa. And I, to me, it was like, that said everything, you know, about his influence in Africa and for the people over there. I mean, that says everything to me. So he was born in South Africa, but globally, Lucky Dube was renowned. He's one of the country's most toured and beloved artists ever. Mm-hmm. As a prolific force in South Africa's music industry for over 20 years, Lucky's music has touched millions without saying, and primarily through his over 20 years recorded albums in Zulu, English, and even Afrikaans, which of course is the language of South Africa, many of which have been record breakers with phenomenal sales from around the globe. As a frontline artist in the reggae genre, Lucky's creativity and inventiveness kept growing from strength to strength, as they say. Mm-hmm. You say that in Jamaica, strength to strength, compelling in his musicianship and intriguing in his lyrical content. Lucky's sonic daring to take his genre to new heights never failed, and to amaze even the most ardent fans while reigning in new devotees to his magic every single day. He truly, truly will be missed. It really is a tragedy.
Really is. Lucky Warby Center was the first to bring Lucky Dube to San Diego. I remember, yes, we brought him to Soma, and the old Soma, and no one knew who he was, man. And I looked at my album and it said, "To Reggae Makossa, keep up the good work, Lucky Dube." Yeah. I didn't even know it was on the album until I dug in my archives. Yeah. And also, we were going to have Lucky in September, and we had already booked the venue for the Ethiopian Millennium. And we looked everywhere. I couldn't figure it out where to put Lucky. I'm so, so sorry that we didn't find a place, because I would have got to see Lucky for the last time. Also, we just booked Lucky for Bob Marley Day. And Lucky Dube was going to be on Bob Marley Day. You know, I haven't slept. I'm crushed. I know a lot of people out there, are very, very hurt. I love Lucky. He was a great guy. Didn't smoke, didn't drink. You know, this is what happened. You know, Lucky was, he got shot dead in front of his children. That's what makes it so bad. In Johannesburg, during an attempted carjacking. He has been, you know, he was just dropping off his teenage son and daughter over his brother's. It's a suburb in South Africa, Rottenville. And it was on Thursday. Now, Peter Tosh's birthday, his favorite influence, and you'll hear it in his music, was Peter Tosh and then Bob Marley. And he was a Peter Tosh and Bob Marley of Africa. You know, police said that the kids were already out of the car. Three shots were fired through the car window, and it was killed Lucky. But what happened, Lucky tried to, he tried to drive off, you know, I mean, so brave. He was shot, and he drove the car into a tree, and he was dead on the scene. You know, he was one of the most outspoken apartheid regime critics. You know, they say that the whole South Africa, you know, the killing had shocked South Africa. And, you know, they have the highest murder rate in the world in Johannesburg, the highest. So, you know, callers were calling in, tearful. Whole Africa is rocked, you know, everywhere. You know, people love Lucky Dube. And we're going to be talking, you know, this is Lucky's. This whole show is Lucky. So there's interview, one of his last interview. Also next week, or I have an interview with Lucky you know, young Lucky and a young Makeda. It's incredible, you know, all these people that I was blessed to know in reggae music, and they're, you know, gone on to Zion. This tribute to the legends by Marley Day will be dedicated to Lucky Dube. Last year, it was to Joseph Hill of Culture, and this year, Lucky Dube. Here's a very special interview with Lucky Dube on Reggae Makossa.
In the past, we talked about togetherness, we talked about one love, we talked about unity, we talked about all of those together things, but we forgot to talk about respect, because all of that doesn't mean anything if there's no respect. So as much as we have different people and the different cultures, in the past we wanted to bring those different cultures together, but that is not possible if we don't have respect for each other. So person to person, you cannot love a person if you don't respect them.
Do you feel that your message has changed over the years in terms of how South Africa has changed?
Well, the message in the music has changed, yes, a little, because now we don't sing about Release Mandela no more. We don't sing about apartheid and stuff like that. But there's one song in the album Respect that says, "One monster dies, but another one comes alive." So even though we won't sing about apartheid and Release Mandela and things like that, but there are things happening in South Africa today, or happening around the world, that we sing and talk about.
I'm sure you've been asked many, many times this question, but I know our listeners would like to know, why were you called Lucky?
Okay. No, what happened is my mother didn't have children for a long time, and then eventually there was a boy that was born, but he was very sick. He only lived for a short time and he died. And so then there was another long break, and then I was born. When I was born, I was also sick, so they thought I'm gonna die too. So they didn't give me a name until I was about 6 months or so. They would just call me the boy or the child, because they thought it would be a waste of names, because I'm gonna die anyway. So they like waited for me to die, but then when I didn't die, they said, "Wow, he's a very lucky boy," and they called me Lucky.
And sitting here today, do you still feel lucky?
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yes.
Mm-hmm. the late, great Lucky Luke Dubé on Reggae Makossa. His new release, Respect. Long live Lucky Dubé. Lucky Dubé. Lucky Dubé from his new album, Respect. Singing about give love to those who hate you and then do you wrong. More Lucky Dubé, the late Lucky Dubé, on Reggae Makossa. God bless Lucky Dubé. Lucky Dubé. Yeah, he died on Thursday. Peter Tosh's birthday. Peter Tosh's birthday was on Friday. Mystic. I hope you're recording this, because you can't find this album. Lucky Dubé. Lucky Dubé. 1964-2007. And his birthday was August 3rd. And he was a Leo.
Leo.
Oh, man.
Leo.
Leo, man. It's incredible. I was spending my time with my other favorite Leo, Von Benjamin, in Peru. And they played at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I've been with Midnight for, you know, since they began, you know. And, you know, I was kind of jealous. That was, again, you know, Mexico was great.
Mexico.
This was, Peru was even greater.
They topped it.
They stayed there. They all stayed to 5, and they were still going ultra. Couldn't believe it, man. And, hey, you know, they're going to have to, we got to bring it back so they can top, you know, Peru. Yeah, man. I know they're very hurt about Lucky Dubé. The whole world is hurt about Lucky Dubé. They caught, Derica, you know, they caught 5 people, right?
Yeah, it's a sad story. I mean, you know, we're going to talk about his life and try not to focus maybe so much on his death, but a lot of people are outraged, you know. It was a botched hijacking is what it was. I don't really even know. Who knows if it was intended for him. I think they just wanted to get his car. So they arrested a 5th man today. And they are the ages between 31 and 35.
They're going to go to court.
They're going to be in court on Tuesday.
Okay. Well, we'll you know, definitely see what's going on with this whole thing. You know, once again, if you don't know, the world, because he was big all over the world. South Africa reggae musician Lucky Dubé has been shot dead. And it was in Johannesburg, South Africa. You know, Lucky, he started with the South African music, the Makwenge music. And then he later on started doing reggae music. That's really incredible. And I love his new album.
It's amazing. And you guys are listening to some of the tracks off of his new album called Respect. Beautiful, beautiful music. Best
Look,
album.
Yeah, man. It's incredible. So I hope you got some of that, the new album. Can't find it anywhere here. But I know now we can find it. And you heard it first on Reggae Makossa. And, you know, his first album was, he had a group called, it was really funny seeing Lucky with no locks and everything. And it was, he had his band, it was, in 1982. And, it was in traditional Zulu.
Wow.
And his first album was with the, Super Soul Band. Can you imagine? And then he later moved to reggae, producing his first album, Rastas Never Die, which was banned by the apartheid government.
So interesting.
Can you believe that? Then his album, Slave, Prisoner, Together as One, that gave him international, global attention. He went global, had global recognition. And, man, 3 years ago in 1989, later on in 1989, his hit, Together as One, it called for world peace. It was voted Africa's top 10 songs, man. So Lucky Dubé, we're going to move forward and get into Lucky Dubé again here on Reggae Makossa. Long live Lucky Dubé. Here's Lucky live. You're there with Lucky. You can feel it. Prisoner. Lucky Dubé. Hey! Woo! Yeah. Oh, Lucky Dubé Live. Gotta get it if you can find it. Lucky Dubé Live. And in case you're just tuning in, we lost Lucky Dubé Thursday. And it's a tragedy for the reggae world. He was right there, you know, in the South African era. And he said that it wasn't easy to launch his career in reggae at that time in South Africa in apartheid, because the government did not want reggae music. So, you know, but he kept it going, and they were keeping everybody from reggae music, he said. So, once again, Lucky Dubé has been shot, and he is in Zion right now with Bob Marley and Peter Tosh. And Peter Tosh was his favorite artist, and Lucky was killed the day before Peter Tosh's birthday. Derica, any more information here? Lucky knew he was going to get killed by the present government. You know what? When I interviewed Lucky, I was like, you know, talking about the ANC and everything. And so, you know, and Lucky, it surprised him because Lucky did not like the ANC. So that kind of blew me off. You'll hear it in the interview when I played on Reggae Makossa. And, I thought, wow, you know, but he was Zulu, you know, from the Zulu. So there was a whole thing going on. And so Lucky, in a recent interview, just said, Derek, I'll tell you about it.
In a recent interview, right before he released his new album, he told a reporter that he believed that he would be killed by the current government of South Africa because of his vehement outspokenness and criticism of the government's inability to stop the crime rate in South Africa, the drug trafficking, and the rape. I mean, if you guys don't know, I'm sure you've heard, South Africa right now has a murder rate of 50 a day, and a rape happens every 40 seconds. So, you know, being a South African and speaking out, and his whole career about helping, you know, the people of South Africa and Africa and around the world, you know, he knew maybe that, you know, he was at risk, maybe the whole time, Makeda said.
Yeah, it's kind of fishy to me, the whole thing.
With the botched hijacking, and they didn't take the car.
Yeah, they didn't take the car. They drove away. So if they're stealing a car, they're hijacking, and they drove away in a VW Polo,
anything.
You know, and his Chrysler, you know, was, they didn't take the Chrysler. It was, you know, he wasn't driving a Mercedes, or he's driving a Chrysler.
Article that Lucky was such a humble man. He would have given his car. There was no, you know, there was no need to shoot him. He wasn't one to, you know, put up a fight like that. So just, it leaves one to wonder. Of course, there's going to be those theories out there, but it's hopefully everything comes to fruition, because it's very, very sad.
You know, this is in Joburg, and Joburg has one up. Johannesburg, I mean, it's, called Joburg. Johannesburg, as crime, is the number one in the world. And shots were fired at his car as he was dropping off his two teenage children in Johannesburg. And one of his tracks, Crime and Corruption, are really, really too common in South Africa. The words are, and I mean, this, can you imagine these words? And he's, you know, they try to hide, you know, carjack his car, man. And the words to the lyric, crime and corruption. Do you ever worry about your car being taken away from you? In broad daylight, down Highway 54. Do you ever worry about your wife becoming the woman in black? Do you ever worry about leaving home and coming back in a coffin with a bullet through your head? So join us and fight this. Over the 25 years of his career. It was not only his lyrics that spoke of pain and suffering. You know, he was out there making a difference, you know, with love, compassion, and, you know, doing a lot, you know, for South Africa and their youth. So Lucky Dube, once again, we're going to move forward with a great, I mean, this one is, I mean, you can really tell, you know, that, I mean, in the words of this song, like, you know, your brother friend and brother enemy. Here's Lucky Dube on Reggae Makossa. We got to join together. We got to stop hate. We got to help. I mean, we're in such crisis right now. I mean, Ramona, I mean, we got to, here's another fire in the back country. We really got to help everybody. So we all got to be out there just seeing what we can do to make a difference and to ease people's pain and separation. I mean, even in Poway, with, you know, all the brothers and sisters, I want to, you know, just send my, you know, my love and compassion and the horses and the animals and everything. You know, these people, you know, there's just crisis going on, you know, there with the fire. We lost a fireman already, and three are in the hospital, one dead. So this is some serious times. So we must join together and be brother, ancestors, and not go into this desire consciousness that you need to, you know, it's just me and we're separated. We're all interconnected in this universe. We're all one people, you know, and when you bleed, I bleed. We got to know that and just be out there and watch your intentions. Make your intentions pure. Make your intentions there to help other people. Because when you die, when you leave this planet, you don't want to have a horrible death. Because you're going to suffer. You're not going to get away with anything. And especially these days and these times. Here's Lucky Dube. Reggae Makossa. Lucky Dubé. The late, great Lucky Dubé and Trinity. You know, I was in Jamaica. Judy Salazar just reminded me that we were in Jamaica with Lucky Dubé. It was incredible. I forgot about that. And he played Sunsplash. And this time when I was in Jamaica last time, Lucky Dubé was going to play a free concert. It was about 3 or 4 months ago, right? So we said, well, we're going to go. Then we said, no, because there's going to be so many people. It was a cricket match. It was a cricket match. So we didn't go. Man, it's so incredible. We lost Lucky Dubé, the reggae star. We're going to move forward on the all-killer Reggae Makossa. And Lucky Dubé, again, you know, he knew that he was going to die. He said it. You can even feel it in his music and his lyrics, and you know, because he was really against the government, corruption and crime and everything that was going on in South Africa. So here's Lucky Dubé. Check out the words to this song. Lucky Dube, Enrique Macosa. Man, what a loss, what a loss. But you know, these, when you try to really do away with someone that's great, you know, Derica, they even get greater.
They do.
You know, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey,
Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, it's sad, but a lot of, was telling Makeda, greats in the world, in music especially, we've seen pass early and have just lived on, and sometimes they're here to serve a purpose and to teach us a lesson, and their music even becomes more intense. What he's singing about, even now, people are going to listen to even more that he's passed.
25 years in the business, long time, 43 years old, Lucky Dube, and he has passed, and in fact, I don't know what happened, but we will find out. Mm-hmm. They have 5 men in custody, and between 31 and 35, we'll see what was going on. He survived by, he had 7 children. He was very gentle. Despite his roster image, he never smoked marijuana, cigarettes, or drank alcohol. Lucky was very, very strict.
Yeah.
With his, all his musicians, he was very hard on them. I mean, he was just almost like James Brown of reggae music, because, you know, they didn't, you know, run around, and they were strict. Once they were off stage, they were very, very disciplined. Lucky gave everything, just like Judy Salazar we were talking about. When he was on stage, he gave everything. He gave all. He was just sweating. All the time. I mean, incredible artist. And he survived by his new wife and 7 children, including a 3-month-old baby. So, man, you know, this is very tragic to the reggae world. Lucky Dube. And he passed once again Thursday. So this show was dedicated to Lucky. Reggae Macosa will soon forward. Brothers and sisters, you know, we like to give thanks and praises to the Most High and Empress Menenen and Rastafari. Just spread love and look deeply within yourself with every action, every moment, whatever you do. When you go home, assess yourself. You know, sit down, look deeply, meditate, and know that this world is, you know, always in transition. You can never hold on to anything. Nothing out there will make you happy. The only thing that can bring you happiness is self-knowledge, and to know yourself, and to give and to love others, and not to be greedy. You know, don't be ignorant, because ignorance is really going to cause you pain and suffering. One love, one people, one destiny. We love you, Lucky Dube. Happy birthday, Peter.
Yet though I trod through this valley, I will fear no evil. Yet though I trod through this valley, I will fear no evil. 'Cause I know Jah God. Valley, I know it. Though my enemies fight me every day, I will fear no evil. Though my enemies set traps in my way, still I will fear no evil.
has dig pits every day. But I don't fear no evil. Out of pity workers fight me every day.
Lurks in dark places, and I fear no evil. Destruction walk with smiling faces.
Peter Tosh.
When I'm trotting the earth, I know.
A mentor of Lucky Dubé.
I know.
Lucky died the day before Peter Tosh's Earth Day. Yeah, Peter Tosh was banned in South Africa, the apartheid regime, along with Marley, because they were known
now the song I'm gonna give you
for liberation. Here's Lucky Dubé, Reggae Makossa.
All right. The song I'm gonna give you now is a song called If Blacks and Whites Don't Come Together as One, Then We Are Born to Suffer, from the album Think About the Children. Born to Suffer!
Born to suffer. If your mother doesn't care for you, you gotta watch out, mother. If your mother doesn't care for you, watch it out, boy. It's gonna take you. It ain't a parental kid. It ain't a spiritual kid. If they don't have it on the parent, who's gonna tell them this is right?
Hey!
the great, late, Lucky Dubé.
Listen to this carefully. Answer me very honestly. My question to you is, are you feeling happy when you see a black man suffering? I said, are you feeling happy when you see a black man suffering? I said, are you feeling happy when you see a white man suffering?
Lucky Dubé, incredible, the late, great Lucky Dubé, and I believe Lucky Dubé was assassinated. I don't think it was a carjacking. I really, really, I see more deeply into this cause, and like I said, Lucky didn't think that he would live long because of his words and his lyrics. You know, like I said before, reggae has always had a special significance in South Africa, where black identity and liberation messages of Marley and Tosh were frequently panned. Yes, I, Lucky Dubé, you know, his emergence of in South Africa as their first great reggae superstar alongside Alpha Blondé, you know, just, I mean, Lucky came up, I mean, he was clearly inspired by Peter Tosh, clearly inspired. You can tell, you can feel Tosh, you know, and you can hear his voice and the message, you know. But Lucky, he created his own South African style of reggae, you know, with the messages and lyrics dealing with freedom struggles, oppression, black identity, false preachers, and human relationships. Lucky Dube. I mean, and I loved the three female backup singers. You know, they did a Lucky, and the singers had a interplay, you know, all the time. You know, they were like, I mean, the singers were incredible. They had a vibrant call and response, you know. So, you know, in South Africa with apartheid at that time, they, you know, needed Tosh and Marley, and to have another Tosh and Marley come out and give that message was, you know, a part of the liberation struggle. You know, I remember we wanted to fight against apartheid. Peter.
Milan, quite illegal. You're in a Milan. Dig out me gold. In a Milan. Digging out me pearl. In a Milan. Dig out me diamond. We are gonna fight, 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 fight against apartheid. You're in a Milan, and you build up your partner. You're in a Milan, you build up your regime. You're in a Milan, only talk about justice. You're in a Milan, handing down injustice. We gonna fight, 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 fight against apartheid. Brothers got to fight, 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 fight against apartheid. You're in a Milan, you're not below school for black children. You're in a Milan, no hospital for black people. You're in a Milan. You built your prison. You're in a Milan. You built your camp. We got to fight, 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 fight against apartheid. We gonna fight, 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 fight against apartheid. Africa is for black man. In Africa, black man get no recognition. So we have to fight, 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 fight against apartheid. Black man got to fight, 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 fight against apartheid. Cross the border, we shoot after children. Cross the border. Fight, fight, fight against the fight.
apartheid. We gonna fight, 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 fight against apartheid. Break off. Break off from Britain. You're quite illegal. Right where you are, you get the forces from colonial powers. Taking my time and building ballistic missiles. Now we have to fight, 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 fight against apartheid. We got to fight, 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 fight against the apartheid. We gonna fight, 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 fight against the apartheid.
We got to fight. You wanna try and hide.
Lucky Dubé. Reggae Makosa. Fighting against evil. Black people of Africa. Black people all over the world. Suffering.
He lives on human blood. He feeds on human flesh. Stay away. He's got no mercy, no mercy at all. He's Dracula. Not everything that glitters is gold. Don't trust no one. Don't even trust yourself. I'm the apostle. Like a human being, he eats like everybody does. Yeah. But deep down in his heart, he knows his bad news. Yeah. He's like
like fire. His heart is cold as ice. No mercy at all. Rattler, traveler.
Lucky Dubé. We lost Lucky Dubé last Thursday. Yes, he was killed by assassins. They fired 3 shots in his car in front of his children. And we lost a great, great reggae star, Lucky Dubé. And it was the day before I-Man Peter Tosh's Earth Day. And, you know, they, you know, so similar in their message and powerful, powerful Tosh. Incredible. I produced Tosh for the last time in San Diego. And equal rights, you know, we got to all, no matter what color, no matter where, we all have to have equal rights and justice. I-Man Peter Tosh on Reggae Makossa. None of us are free until all of us are free. We gotta work for that freedom of all. We gotta use music as our weapon of the future and now.
Everyone is crying out for peace, yes. None is crying out for justice. Everyone is crying out for peace, yes. None is crying out for justice. I don't want no peace. I need equal rights and justice. I don't want
bottom. Nobody knows, but everybody fighting to reach the top. How far is it from the bottom?
Of the lights that we lose every time.
The late, great, Lucky Dubé. You know, Peter Tosh and Lucky Dubé were the same age when they died, 43. That's incredible. Both assassinated. That is really eerie. And the next day was Tosh's Earth Day. They're a day ahead, so it might have been the same day. And Tosh was, they were so close, you know, in their fight for freedom and the love for Africa. You know, we, like I said, we had the honor to be the last to produce Peter Tosh in concert in San Diego. So, you know, I produced him a couple times, more, maybe three times, and each four times. And each time we couldn't play Bob Marley, that's for sure, an intermission or anything there. But Tosh was a very quiet, aloof. He was a Libra. He was great. Nice spirit, but always to himself. Lucky was, you know, vibrant, off stage. He was kind of to himself too, very shy. I think Tosh was, you know, shy in a way, you know, until he got on stage. I mean, he was just, you know, sort of really quiet to himself. I mean, a great guy, you know. I would always, you know, talk to him. I loved him, you know. And he was good. He was very for women's, you know, he was very strong for women's rights. And I love that about him. Lucky was for women, too. I mean, he was for families. And he was a Leo, August 3rd. So he was, incredible. Just an incredible individual and an incredible person. Very, very, again, very strict. Didn't smoke herb. Came from an alcoholic family. His father. So he only drank once and he didn't even, that was it for him, you know. No cigarettes, nothing. Very clean individual, incredible person. And all fighting for the rights of the people, you know, to run this downpresser out of civilization, out of this beautiful earth. Rastafari live.
Down, press a man. Where you gonna run to? Down, press a man. Where you gonna run to? Down, press a man. Where you gonna
Partial. We have a lot of fires here in San Diego. Send us a lot of prayers. You know, it's burning, you know, and I saw the sun. It was red, and I was like, man, this is revelations. All around us is burning, and you know, very scary. This is one of the, I've never seen it like this in my city, I grew up in. So it's never, ever been this bad. No disaster like this has ever happened. And just to, I mean, it's nobody's going to work. There's, you know, nobody's out in the streets. I mean, the whole city and county is traumatized. So just send us prayers and, you know that when one suffers, we all suffer. One people and one job, one destiny, one perfect love. We're going to move out with Lucky Dubé. Blessings to him and Peter and the spirit of all our reggae prophets. And keep going forward. Makeda Dread say so. Dread out.
Illusion. False prophet. Yes, my lion. That's who they are. Sure. This program is wild. Reggae Makosa, man. You never take it in yet. I show the eye, man. If you listen, tune into the station, Rasta.